Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
Anthony Edwards and Carl Anthony Towns combined for 65 points to give the Minnesota Timberwolves a 130-117 win in Memphis on Saturday in Game 1 of the first round of the NBA playoffs. They'll stay in Memphis for Game 2 of the series tomorrow night at 7:30. The Minnesota Twins steal a win on Patriots Day in Boston by a final score of 8-3. Dylan Bundy gets the win and improves to 2-0 with just an 0.87 ERA. Kyle Garlick went deep in the first inning with one on, and Polanco went deep also with one on in the third inning. The Twins are now 4-6 on the regular season. Their next game will be tomorrow at 7:10 as they host the Kansas City Royals. Pre-game will start at 6:30. You can catch the game right here on the Tornado. As for the Minnesota Wild, they split their games over the weekend. They need extra frames in both games. On Saturday, they drop their game in St. Louis to the Blues 6-5. And on Sunday, they win against the San Jose Sharks at home 5-4. Their next game will be tomorrow against the Montreal Canadiens. The puck will drop at 6 o'clock. As for the rest of the games in the NBA playoffs, the Utah Jazz defeat a Luka-less Mavericks team 99-93. The 76ers defeat the Toronto Raptors 131-111, and the Warriors defeat the Nuggets 123-107 for the games on Saturday. As for the games yesterday, the Miami Heat defeat the Atlanta Hawks 115-91. The Milwaukee Bucks defeat the Chicago Bulls 93-86. The Boston Celtics get a game winner from Jason Tatum over the Nets 115-114. And the Phoenix Suns defeat the New Orleans Pelicans 110-99 in the nightcapper. Raptors and Sixers are at it again tonight at 6:30. The Jazz play the Mavericks tonight at 7:30, and the Nuggets play the Warriors again at 9 o'clock tonight. In golf news, despite missing an 18-inch putt to finish off Saturday, Jordan Spieth gets two eagles in a 5-under round that gets into the playoff against Patrick Cantlay, in which he's able to get an up and down from the bunker on the 18th hole to win his first event of 2022. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.